Oh, a little pre-reading.
And then Barbara, when we approve these minutes, if they get approved, would you send me a copy as a the either doc or PDF?
Yes.
That way I can post it on the website.
I thought about sending it to you prior, and then I thought, well, I'm gonna do some changes. Until tomorrow.
True enough. All right, it is now 7 o'clock, so I call this meeting to order. We have everybody present. All directors are here. Linda and Ken, your names were submitted and apparently approved by Calaveras County to become directors. So that's good. I did get something from the elections board. Stating that you needed to show up on the 10th to get sworn in because they're the ones that actually approved you of December.
Oh, okay.
Let me double check.
Any time?
We can't swear them in here.
I don't know.
Ken and Linden, but it's San Joaquin County.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It's just crazy how different the two counties.
Let me double.
So they can't find anybody to be on any of their 9 boards that they have throughout the CSP. And...
Let me. Here it is. At the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors Visors meeting on December 10th, 2024. So I'm assuming that's their standard meeting date and standard meeting time. Okay. So whatever that might be. Because I looked up on the website and your names were mentioned in the on the website as directors. So, but it says here, all special district candidate elects are invited to attend the meeting. The oath must be administered prior to newly elected or appointed board members conducting any official district business. So that means you can't do anything. You can't help us tonight.
So,
which makes doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Wait, they can today. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It doesn't end until.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's like a fiscal. I mean, the same as the president.
First you're right.
Friday in December.
My,
my mistake.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're good. We're good. It's just that you've got to be sworn in
before
prior to next year.
For the January meeting.
Yes. Okay. Good deal. Good deal. Good deal. I just wanted to get that kind of out of the way. So moving on, all members are here. And Barbara is here as general manager, so we can continue. I will now open it up for public comments. So members of the public may speak and address the board on any non-agenda items. No.
Yes.
No.
At all?
No.
We can't talk about anything that's on the agenda. That's absolutely wrong.
That's absolutely right.
He's saying for public comment, you talk about things that are not on the agenda.
But we will be able to speak during the agenda item. When the agenda item is being presented, we will be able to speak.
I don't know. I don't think so. The way that this works is that we notify everybody what's on the agenda. We will discuss it. Open discussions aren't listed as being available for public comment.
What's the point of the public coming to discuss items if they're... We can't speak about agenda items. How is that going to even work?
Typically, what we do is you have to fill out a card first.
Comment on non-agenda item.
You are correct. He is absolutely wrong. He doesn't know the Brown Act.
So for, I make a little suggestion. So what were you saying, Ken?
In Lathrop, they have to fill out a card and on what item they're going to speak on. And when we get to that item, they can speak.
Okay. So in lieu of having that
we
in
don't place. Have
to Larry has spoken the path in
yeah.
the past.
We
want to be able, what we want to try to do, we don't want to let, we don't want the comments to get so long and involved that it protracts out the meeting.
There's, why don't you put a limit on?
Okay, I'll put, have a limit. I'll put a two-minute limit on it, on anybody who wants to comment on the agenda item. Start with that. We can do that.
We do that too, and we have a timer.
That's kind of when we're non-democratic, but
well,
we might want to get the ask the board if you can have an emergency addition to the agenda. You can't make that unilateral, although that's not something foreign to you.
Well, I don't have a problem with people speaking for a limited amount of time on each of the agenda items as they come up. And what we'll do is what we'll do is we'll formally do it in such a way that the public can speak for 2 minutes on the agenda items prior to the board discussing the item.
Well, I'm going to come prior because we need to learn how to we need to understand what you've got planned before we can speak to it, correct?
You also have an answer whatever your concerns are. Okay. Just that you can email. And
I did email and no one responded.
Yeah.
I emailed from your website.
From the website?
I got no response.
Why don't you board people, get the Brown Act and read the damn thing?
You know what?
This is exactly the reason. So unfortunately for you two that are showing up today, there are people that will come in and they'll try to dominate the entire meeting. Okay. And we're going to end that. It is going to end. And so I make a motion to add to the agenda a time limit of 2 minutes during our comments. And I will say they can be during. Okay. And that it becomes part of how we are going to run these meetings in the future.
Exactly. It'll be 2 minutes per
person.
Per agenda item?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yes.
2 minutes per person.
And 2 minutes per person.
No.
Per item, per person.
Is that acceptable? No. I'm not asking you. I'm making a motion to add that to our agenda.
To this agenda?
Yes.
I second it.
Yep.
To this agenda or the future agenda?
No, to this agenda item.
I want to know how many times in the past have people talked.
I'm not in a discussion period. If you have a public comment, I'm you guys brought something up. I'm adding to the agenda. Okay.
It's not an agenda item yet.
We haven't even approved it.
Yeah.
We haven't even approved it. I'm adding it to it.
And besides that, once it's a motion on to add the item, the board has the right to discuss, but not the public.
Yes.
So therefore, you've made a motion to add 2 minutes to each agendized item that the public may speak about once we've discussed it ourselves among the board.
Per person.
2 minutes per person per item. I second that motion. Does the board have any discussion on that item?
Yeah, I think the people don't and have a specific concern.
Yes.
I personally wouldn't mind hearing that. I don't give a crap what Larry has to say. But for many people who are here for a specific needs, they're not many
people. Sure.
I understand what you're saying, but there isn't a limit set on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you agree with that. I agree. And I agree it should be open. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I agree too. Yeah.
Good.
Just saying. Yep.
Okay. No further discussion. Then all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nobody? Unanimously passed. So 2 minutes will be added to each agenda item for public discussion after the item has been discussed by the board. Per person. 2 minutes per person. Any public comments? We're still on that.
I took you to task at the last meeting for doing things in secret. You got rid of equipment and all kinds of stuff at the sales trailer. You digitized records, and none of that made any of the minutes or any of the agendas. I don't know how much money you spent on those. I don't know really anything about it. And also the exit gate on the front gate, that was an extra item on there that wasn't in the original bid. Didn't see any agenda. I didn't see any, you know, special meeting called or anything like that on that. So that's another secret thing. I don't know how much money you've spent on that. So I have a FOIA request, which I'll give to you. And there's the rest that people can get on. And I think this goes back to a policy that this board, three of you, were on the board. Ken and Linda were not on the board at that time. That basically puts a $25,000 limit on things that the board can discuss for expenditures. And the way I read that, it reads that the chairman, president of the board, has unfettered power to spend up to $25,000 on any little pet project that he or she has without board action. Anything over $25,000, the ordinance says you have to have voter or a board approval on it. So that's a third of our budget. So I don't think giving you unfettered power to spend money, it's a third of the budget, is in the best interests of the community or anybody else. So what I'm going to request that you do is bring that up to an agenda item for the next meeting to discuss that ordinance and perhaps tweak it a little bit. Hope that's within my 2 minutes.
That was part of the 5 minutes.
Yeah. Any other public comments? Okay, moving on. We'll now go to approval of the minutes from last meeting. So I've reviewed these and I'm
okay with it. Reviewed them too.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussions, any adjustments, changes? Everybody okay with the minutes as they read? Very good. Then we'll go ahead and move to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Unanimously passed. So minutes are accepted. Okay, financial review. I have all of the statements for income statement, balance sheet, and reconciliations of all our asset and credit card accounts here for anybody who wishes to take a look at them. I only brought one set because there's so many pages. So
I read one and return it
again
tonight after you guys look at it if you want.
No, okay, I'm fine. I have access to the email.
Anyway, as it states, we are A-OK. We've got about $10,000 in the bank account right now, $288,000 in the class account. It's still earning over 5% interest, which is nice, even though that the feds have cut the rates by half or a couple 10 basis points. So that's good. The county just also gave us their latest financials, and we've got about $88,000 in the working account and about $10,000 in the architectural committee account. So those are going to be pretty much untouched at this point, since we've agreed to leave about $80,000 or so dollars in that account. When we get our next income basis from taxes, then that'll increase, and whatever the amount over $80,000 it is, we'll transfer it over to class at that point. Go ahead and let Larry look at that if you're done that, once you're done. I do have the bills from RNS with me. I also have an invoice that came in the mail just the other day. It was after I put this agenda together. So it needs to be added. It's for the water rights. It's a $398 or $390 bill. So I want to add that to the bills that we need to pay. So it's going to be a water rights bill for $390.80. The RNS bill for the gate repair, front gate repair, the balance due on that is $10,000, which is what was expected. We paid half up front, and once the work was done, we owe them the other half. And the work has been done and complete, so that's done.
Which was paid for that?
It was all paid for by insurance, yep. The whole thing.
Just so you know, that was paid for by insurance.
Yeah.
And in addition, the other.
And then the side gate or the exit gate, as things would happen, when they were repairing that gate and got it fixed, the exit gate broke. And so that bill came in at $36.25. So we're going to go ahead and pay that since it's fixed now. And I'm assuming that the gates are working properly now. They're closing on time. They're opening on time. And everybody's getting in the way that they can get in. They're supposed to be able to get in.
The software worked, and it's talking to it. I can add and remove people and do all the time adjustment.
Okay.
Sorry, the codes? Did the codes go away? We had a few codes to be able to get through the gate.
I haven't checked on that, but I can.
Can we give them the fire department and everybody make sure that they're
clear? Those codes should be the same, but it's a good point. I haven't checked them. Check the codes.
That fire department.
Oh, yeah. We want to make sure they get in.
Just if this
lickety split.
So, in gate working?
The end gate.
The end gate working? Because it was open when I just came through at 6:45.
Yeah, that's a 2-minute timer. It's kind of lenient, but versus how many people almost clip it all the time. So yeah, it's been shutting. I've been checking several times. So
while we're talking about that, there's no placard. There's no reflective placard on the in gate. There's a stop sign on the out gate, but there's nothing on the in gate. Okay. So I don't know if we want something facing down the hill
as they're coming up. You mean? Mm-hmm. That's probably a good idea. Mm-hmm. Some kind of
either a stop sign like the exit gate or just a reflective plaque.
Or some kind of reflective.
They get hit all the time.
I have the red and white reflective paper.
That's what I saw in a budget.
That would be excellent. Yeah. So that people see the gate.
Yeah. That would be great.
Now that it's getting dark so early.
There's actually something else I wanted to bring up, and that might fall right into that. I'd like permission to decorate the gates again this year. So that'll be nice and bright and then be easy to see for the next time. So,
okay. No
problem.
No. I think that
agenda for that is decorate.
That just decorate away. If you want to invite some people to help you, that's more than happy that you can do that too. So.
Always looks good.
The other thing I did is when I talked to RNS about the bill and the work that they did, I asked them to also consider and give us a quote for sinking the rails. I'd like to be able to sync those reels so that the top of the rail, V rail, is even with the road. So as we go over it, it no longer gives us that clink clink.
No, and it works really well at that.
They haven't given us a price yet. So I just talked to them
before yesterday. I think you have a thing that you wanted to look at that as well and get a bid. Yeah,
we can. I have all the tools to do it. So if their bid is too high, then we can get a few people together and
I'll be happy to pitch in there.
Okay.
But it works really, really well. They haven't had any problems ever since they put it in. And it's very narrow. I mean, it's like just literally where my second knuckle is deep. And just got to sweep it out once in a while. And it works really well. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, as soon as they come back with a quote.
I am sure most of the people will be super happy not to hear that clink, clink every day. Yeah.
Well, and we know that it's happened in the past where people have gone over that and then that rail just breaks too.
Oh yeah,
the mount breaks.
Part of it is because the concrete that it's on is not level, so there's parts that stay solid, and then there's parts that are moving every time a car goes over it.
Yeah,
and that's the parts that breaks just because of
motion. Yeah.
So
as soon as I get that, then we'll discuss it further and see what we want to do, how we want to move forward with that. But for the bills, and we also have. You brought the bill for the church, right?
Yes.
Or the check for the church.
Yes.
So we have the check for the church. We've got the R&S bills and then the water rights bill.
The water rights bill, Douglas?
It's the state. Oh. Yeah, state of California. Yes, sir.
As long as you're talking about the back date, the last time I tried to get in there, I think it might have been a week or two ago. I don't know if that's before or after the breakdown, but still, my clicker still would not work unless I got like within 2 inches of the gate.
You're talking about the back gate, not the two front gates.
No.
Okay.
Front gates are working okay as far as I know.
It's the back gate. That one has always been an issue. I don't know why.
I planned on bringing this up tonight because I want to move forward with the back gate. After the expense that it took to get the outgate up to code, you know, it's kind of like you're on notice, right? And we're on notice. Our gates do not, that gate didn't meet the 2018 code. And once we replace the board, there is actually no inputs for it. I mean, you have to have those inputs for the gate to even work. And so it's built into the board. And so our back gate is something that we really need to consider bringing up to code.
Bringing up to code.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that here. One of the issues that they brought up is said here that they brought the gate up to the UL325
exactly
code and installed a new circuit board.
Right. And so once they did that, they had no option. It's like notifying they can't work on it anymore. Now, because it's pre-2018 on the back gate, we have some leeway. It's only when we go to replace that, but it's only a matter of time before the motors. I mean, that thing is old. I think it's worth spending some money on. And I think we should look at, Eric gave me, somebody, a different gate company. So that'll be two gate companies. Okay. Just want to get a third gate company and come in and look at upgrading the motor and making sure that all of the safety and everything else is on it. I'm not saying replace the gate. The gate's a nice heavy gate, but just bringing everything up to code. Well, yeah. And so you saw what they did. They have this bar that goes over and creates a little more rigid. It's not bouncing around. And then the antenna's on the outside too. And so,
I didn't know they fixed
that. Yeah. So on all the gates. Gates. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The front two gates. So I think we should just explore that. With get three different companies, three different bids.
Okay.
And do that.
Do we want to go ahead and do that as quickly as possible? As far as
I just think by next meeting.
You think by next meeting?
Yeah, no, we're fine. Okay. It's like
so we'll have quotes.
He gets in fine. We've had this conversation a lot. You get in fine.
I would say
2 inches. I have the same problem Larry does. On my SUV, which I can hit halfway down there and hits the front gate, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Comparing the back gate.
RNS.
RNS. I'm surprised they even touched it because they're not, you know.
They do the general maintenance.
They do general maintenance.
Yeah.
They, last time they touched the back gate is basically to do a lubrication and maintenance on the gears and the chains.
Or put an antenna in or something. But as long as they don't replace the board, they don't feel like they're out on the hook. But once they replace that, they have to do it. So, but so yeah, I think it doesn't matter. It's in our best interest as a community to bring it up to code.
Absolutely. So let's do that. You got one. Eric's got one.
I think you gave him the car.
And then I don't think we need more than two, but if we can get a third one, that would be great. Okay. So the two RNS bills, I'm going to go ahead and put on our credit card.
Okay. I was going to ask you if you wanted me to. Okay. You're in the submap.
Yeah. I called her. When she talked,
I held up until we had talked.
Yeah, I told her the same thing. I said that we would have a discussion tonight, and then I would call her for the credit card for these two bills. So that'll work. And then I'm going to give you the water bill, Barbara, so that you can cut a check with the voucher and send it in.
Unless you want to do it, and I have an extra check with me.
Oh, you do?
If you want, that's up to you. I always bring one extra in case something comes up and you call me like at the last minute.
Oh,
that's up to you guys. I would be glad to do it. We'll just get a signature.
I don't think it's an urgent thing. It should have a due date on there.
If you want to get the check tomorrow, I can sign it inside and be done.
We can sign it.
You
know? Yeah. Why don't we sign the check?
Okay.
You can fill it out.
Kind of, sort of. I don't know. You've been around a little bit.
Yeah.
That would sound bad. I've been around longer than you.
Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate it. Okay, so.
Do we need a motion?
I'm sorry?
Do we need a motion to approve the bills, or is there more to go through?
I think there's.
Some more? Okay.
I think those are the only bills we have. So those, the church, the water rights bill, and the two RNS bills. So I make a motion that we accept the bills as presented and move forward to pay the ones that need to be paid according to what we have discussed, RNS on credit cards and water rights by check. Any further discussions, comments? Okay, we move for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nope. Unanimously passed. So bills will be paid accordingly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I told you already about the vote. So I don't know if it's done. No. There was something also about I received this a while ago, and all it is basically notifications of who to contact about the dam.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted Eric to take a look at this to make sure that this information is pretty much what he
Let me has. Guess, Pram.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's Pram on there. There's somebody else.
I don't know. I mean,
You're familiar with Pram, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. That's
he's our main guy. Okay. So what I'd like to do is post this on our website as well, and maybe have a special part of our visibility report and viability report. Make sure that any notices that we get like this from the state or whomever, that it gets put on the website. So that way it's there. So if there's any question about something going on with the dam or whatever, people can look and see that there it is, and they'll know our dam number and all that stuff. That way there's no questions. So I'd like to go ahead and take a motion that we put this on the website. The Division of Safety Dams Emergency Contact Sheet.
Do we need a motion?
Mm-hmm. Second.
Yeah.
Okay. Please do.
Yeah.
All right.
All good?
Yeah.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously passed. Okay, so I will post this on the website.
I think we need a motion for you to approve anything as a president to put on the website.
I don't know. I figure I might as well just say it. And then this is just for notification. We are present the SDRMA President's Special Acknowledgement Award.
Oh, wow.
For that's really special because we didn't have any work comp claims or liability claims. So, woohoo!
I would think not.
Thank you.
So, and we got special certificates.
That's supposed.
Okay. Let's move on. The Sensible Accounting did do our 22-23 audit. I do have multiple copies of that for those people that would like to see it. I will post it as well, since it's our will be our latest and greatest. I have also asked Barbara to start a procedure in having her do, anybody else? Start the procedure in getting the 23-24 audit completed as well. So this gal has done a decent job in giving us a decent audit that the state accepts, county accepts, and she charges a very reasonable fee. So we are going to continue to use her for as long as we can. She continues to do a good job. She asks the right questions and she generates the kind of report that the state apparently likes, because I've never received anything back from the state saying they need more information or more clarity. So we're good.
Mm-hmm.
So I make a motion that we continue to work with her and getting the 23-24 audit completed as quickly as possible.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm just like going to comment on that.
Oh, sure.
For the audience.
Okay.
Just to let you know, in the past, we basically were so behind in the audits, and now we're on it, and we're completely approved. And it's on track.
For a lot of paper.
Just
and I will thank Larry for bringing that to our.
So we did we were granted by the county a 5-year waiver on being able to generate audits every 5 years. I chose not to use that waiver because trying to generate an audit for 5 years is way over the top, complicated, and too long. So annual audits is pretty standard, pretty norm, and should be pretty easy for us to do considering the size of the district that we are. We're small. We don't have a lot that goes on. So there should be no reason why we can't get an audit done in a timely basis every single year. Yep. And those audits are available on the website. The last 3 years.
The delay is, at least in part, it was not the firm that we used previously.
Yeah.
Because I'm having a problem with them.
Finally.
Happy to move on.
Yeah. I wish I could use Lauren, but we're, I think, bigger than.
You might try.
I've talked to her about it. I don't know the legalities.
Using somebody else. Yeah. Anyway, so we will continue to do that.
We've always had a secret. Thank you. I'm going to look.
All right. So now we move on to the projects updates. So. Front gate repair update. We've kind of just have gone over that.
It's done.
Are there any public comments on the front gate repair?
I just have a question.
Yes.
So I am one of those people where I drive up to it and click and click and click, and I change the battery and it just won't open.
Back gate or front?
Front gate. So would I possibly need a whole new opener, or
does it ever
green?
As you're opening,
change the battery. It's new. It does, but it fights with me. Like sometimes it takes like 5 minutes.
Do you have an option on your car to program it?
I don't know.
Okay. So that, I recommend that first. I mean, always recommend that first. If you do have the option, you can go on YouTube for any maker or model, and it'll probably have the video that you need to go ahead and program it. On the website, I think there's a link getting a new they work right out of the box. Okay. So you can go on Amazon, and there should be the model on there. But if you look at the model that you have, it'll be a linear.
It's your old one. Because like sometimes
works. So some of us fail.
Yeah, exactly. I got all three of them on Amazon. Mine's hit or miss too. So I empathize with you because I sit there and cuss, and so, it's very.
But the website does have a special page for the gate. So if you go there and scroll around in there, they'll give you some directions. And in fact, I think there's even a link in there that'll link you to the Amazon website that has the correct clicker.
My phone number and my cell is on the phone. I mean, on the website. If you text me and say who you are, if you call me and I don't know your number, I'll probably never answer you. But if you text me and say who you are, the thing, I'll be happy to help you with your car, and I'll be happy to get you the link that you need to get, you know, one of the remotes. So.
All right. So front gate repair is basically done. So we're going to move on to making sure that we get the railing done.
Yep.
Reduced or sunk down. So we'll work on that. The front gate kiosk upgrade.
I'm going to go with why bother? Is anybody been interested in doing it?
So I did talk to a couple contractors. Some of them, it's too small of a job for them.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a quote from one, $142,000. He didn't want to do the job.
Obviously.
I'm going to keep looking for the smaller guys that have the capabilities to do this. We have one that's coming out of the Bay Area that is really quick. He's got his own concrete mixing truck. So I want to give him an opportunity to give us a price on it.
Okay.
I'll talk to this, Wayne over at Summit too.
Okay.
Because for the size of jobs that we're talking about, he has a lot of contacts as well.
So you have a kind of an idea of what you're looking at as far as what it should cost?
We set the engineer's estimate at $25,000.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. So, everything that we bid right now is very, very expensive. It's the industry right now. I mean, just our general cost without doing any work is very high. So, you got to find the right contractor that doesn't have huge overhead and things like that. It's got to be qualified and meet all the requirements. But so I have all of the documents that we can actually need to sign it. That if you want to put it on the website. I'll give you the digital copies as well.
Okay.
Good. But I put all of the specs in there as well. So it's 25 pages. It's way condensed from where we would normally have our. So.
All right. I don't want to take up the time of the meeting to look this over.
Yeah. No.
To review it. So I will review it. And then hate to wait till the next meeting, but maybe by the time the next meeting comes, we'll have an idea. You've got copies of all this, right?
Okay. We've got holidays coming up. It wouldn't happen anyway.
So by the next meeting, what I'll do is when I
scan them and send them, and
I have digital.
So, okay, have just send a digital copy. Yeah. Okay. And if we have to have like a special meeting or something.
I don't think we'll
we have to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Do I need to sign this before you can give me the digital work or what? No? Okay. So if you can get me the digital copies, then do I need to sign this before I post it on the website?
Yeah,
I do. Okay.
You can sign it digitally, though.
All right. Okay, I'll look it over. But if you can get us a copy so we can look at the rest of it as a board, and then maybe by next meeting we'll have a better understanding of what's being involved, and hopefully we'll have one or two quotes that that will make sense. Okay, great. Thank you. Any discussions about the upgrade? On their front gate. Yes.
What about just putting the sign up in the front? Have a nice little oval thing around the gate opener and stuff, and you wanted to put it in the front, you wanted to say welcome to Wall Street States. Yeah, kind of a fancy TV. What if you just put that sign up? Is that cheaper than the entire job, or is that something that can be trucked in and set up? Or
I think what we're trying to do is to give our community a little bit of an upgrade, a little kind of the idea, something that gives us a good look on the entrance.
Some of the sign companies might not be charging you $35,000.
Yep, they will.
And also, the goal was to protect the kiosk from getting that was one of the other reasons.
And to upgrade the kiosk.
And lights and a flagpole.
And lights and a flagpole. So it's more than just the sign. So that's why we decided to change it from just beautifying it to upgrading it. And so, because we're talking about a curb that will keep people from hitting the kiosk and getting a new board that people can see and read would be nice. And having it be on the exit side instead of the entrance side. So just little things like that that make it easier for people in the community to be able to see what's going on and have it be a little nicer for people coming into the community to see that it looks good. So I think $25,000 is not a bad number. I'd like to see it less, but I still think it's a pretty good number for what we want to try to do. I think it's reasonable.
The all-inclusive of the whole project. What I understand, like the 140 sounds like a lot.
Right.
25 sounds okay. Like,
yeah, because
we're not
going to consider that a lot.
Contractors will throw a number out sometimes. Yeah.
In hopes that they might say yes.
I'm going to charge
the latest number. Yeah.
Like having a bathroom, and they're going to say $200,000 will make it.
Yeah, I'm not educated on those projects.
Yeah,
if that's whether that's too high or not.
That's why we have a goal of, or we have a, we're trying to get it.
As the goal is good.
At 25,000.
We'll find it.
We'll find somebody. Yeah. We'll find somebody that has the background necessary to do the job correctly and do it for a reasonable cost.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're trying to get the whole project done for that place. Gotcha.
There you go.
Appointment of pen and reading.
Okay.
Both two.
Next.
Forward, we know.
So actually,
we already did that.
I talked to Fort Larry.
Sorry, Larry.
Oh, you skipped over the appointment results.
No, I haven't done that yet. I'm on it right now. Okay. Which we've already done it.
Well, we already did it.
But basically,
what part of the discussion do we not have?
Yeah, we kind of did that up front at the beginning of the meeting. I basically stated that Linda and Ken have to go to the meeting December 10th on the meeting.
And I want to oppose that appointment because I don't think the county knows what they're doing. These two decided not to run for re-election. Okay, so their term goes to the first Friday in December. After that, they will not be on the board anymore, and there will be a vacancy, and then you have to notify the county that we have a vacancy, and we have to go through the procedure.
No, their name is on. Their names are on the website. Their names are on the website as directors. Fine.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely, we did, and I even went down to the county and did all the paperwork.
You actually ran.
You're unopposed.
Ran for election.
Nobody opposing this, Larry.
I don't know what you did. I'm under the impression that you did not do anything.
We're not going to get into these back and forths. We're done with back and forths. I'm absolutely done.
The bottom line is that they did what they needed to do up to a point. Now the rest of it is up to them to finish it.
You got a letter from the county to go up there and swear in on December 10th. The subject's done. Over. It's done. The subject is over.
You know.
Yeah.
Services.
Yeah.
Yes.
I talked to Bob Agnes from Pacific Pipelines. It's definitely a project that they can handle. They have a per day price. It's just under $2,500 per day.
Okay.
And we figure it'll take a couple days to get them. It's probably not going to be perfect every rock out of every culvert, but it's going to clean the culverts out so that they'll
hold back up.
Absolutely.
That's the main thing.
The part of the problem that I've noticed in the neighborhood is sometimes it's not actually the culvert. Sometimes it's the exit point of the culvert has built up. So I think we have two things going on. The culverts build up when they don't have a place to go.
Right.
So we have to look at that as well. So they have a vac truck, which is a big vacuum, 6-8 inch diameter, and they will do a channel away from the culverts.
Okay.
So they can come up and do that relatively anytime, but we would have to enter into a contract
with them.
Yeah. So I don't know if this would give us the ability to apportionment some money to do that work or not.
So what's the total?
$5,000.
$5,000, and you're good.
If we can do it for under $5,000.
So you brought up a good point though, the exit. Yeah. On South Wallace, about 4 houses and 5 houses down from the stop sign. The builder, when he built, buried so where the culvert came through, so it's draining on one side coming all the way through. Mm-hmm. They buried it with rock and then put like a small little thing, and now water backs up and leaks into the other guy's home. He tried to come after the district on it. We were like, it's feeding you and your neighbor. So what do we do in a case like that? I mean,
we have to have the exit point clean.
Okay.
So if they made something to make it look pretty,
right. Yep.
It has to be opened up.
Okay.
Will the company do that for us?
Because of what's in there, if it's rocks. They probably won't. They vacuum it, smaller stuff.
So we'd have to go back after on that one culvert before we did any work. Possibly. We would just, okay.
I don't know if that was the one we rebuilt.
New
one.
No, that's not. Yeah. So I'm talking one. About. Yeah. That's where the Harley parks.
The one across the street.
Across the street.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So across the street, not that one, but another one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we can
how soon can they do that?
Oh yeah, he did.
They can they can come out within a couple of weeks.
Well, Bled has did the complaint. That's the one we fixed. But the one across the street was Chris Madell's house.
To work out the credit.
That's fine.
Yeah. And then we need to get their insurance, make sure that they're we have a copy of their insurance.
Right.
It'll give us full mock insurance.
So let's make the motion to have the public. Not exceeding $5,000.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm making a motion that we allocate up to $5,000 for culvert cleaning, vacuuming.
You have a question? That'll give them 2 days worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
And is that
that's enough?
With, you feel?
Maybe a couple hours per culvert. And they will generate gravel waste, and we'll have them fill the holes at the dump site. I'll show them where to go up there. You know that hole in the middle? Anyways, there's a hole in the middle. So we'll just have them dump their gravel and stuff in there.
So we have a motion already. I second the motion.
Any other discussions? One thing I would like to wonder is if you're talking about gravel, and I know that we've not really talked about the other road that goes down to the lake.
We will, though.
So I'm wondering if maybe some of that gravel can be used to fill the potholes.
That's probably not the right
thing. Not right there, stuff. Okay.
No, it's extremely wet when it comes out, and it's soupy, and the rock and the
so it just it would create more problems.
Yeah, the rock and the sand separate. So, what? I mean, if it's laid on the ground and dries out, you can probably stir it back together and use it somewhere. But it's not that expensive.
Okay, not a big deal then. No. All right. So, any further discussions?
Nope.
Okay. All in favor of getting the culverts cleaned out?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Very good. So passed. Any discussions from the public on that?
I think anybody's inspected the culverts to see which ones are blocked and which ones aren't, but I guess.
They all need to be cleaned. They all should be cleaned.
Yeah, they will be.
For the last 1 year.
Sorry?
Cleaning the last 1 year.
Why would you say that, Larry? Why would you say that?
Well, maybe more gravel will come in during the rain season.
Well, we've had years and years of gravel coming in, and then we're talking about blowing it all out.
How many times has it been cleaned out? Okay,
no,
thank you.
Let's not do discussion.
We're getting it cleaned out.
We're making the right decision. All approved it.
Picnic tables. This has been on for about 6 months.
I would love to find spots. I got all of the stuff at the house. It's in the garage. Yeah. Can we set a time to spot?
Sure. I'm off all next week.
Okay. Off everything but Monday, Tuesday. Find a time.
I do want us to, when you find where find the spot is going to be, we do need to publish that on the website because we did have people concerned. In the community,
they didn't want it below their house,
right? And so, just so that we publish that for the public, and our community.
I want a bench at the end of our trail.
Okay, but all I'm saying is,
Steve and I live at
just so we can publish it because we did say we would because there was some concern and some anger. So,
well, what we can do is if we can meet next week and pick about two or three spots.
Well, we have four
spots. Four spots. Okay. So let's pick four spots. We can do it. We don't have to put one bench in each spot, but let's pick out four different spots as options.
Okay.
And I will post a special page on the website saying these are the options. Tables.
They're little 4 foot square tables. They're smaller than this table. They're about the size of that table right there. And it's got a game table in the middle so you can play chess or checkers, or I guess that's all you can play on this.
So
it's just for our community.
I now know why you came because I've been watching your face the whole time. So this is the part you wanted to speak about? Yeah.
So they're not picking tables.
You can eat on them. They're 4 foot square table.
Well, but eating on them is going to entail there'll be garbage. There'll be things that and we're going to end up with new barbecue pits and stuff.
No.
Are we going to make this a whole little? I don't think that fits the community that Winchell wanted for sure. But
I would absolutely 100% disagree. Okay. If you
that's right in the CCNR, he said you wanted it to be a natural preserve, not a.
But there used to be.
He also wanted a Parks and Rec, and it's supposed to be a part of the WCSD to be the Parks and Rec. So,
still kind of
there. And they didn't end up well, did they?
Wait.
They did not end up well.
They were brute. They were wooden. They weren't. They rotted. They were wood. They were like.
It doesn't seem like it's there. I don't live on the lake, so
I do, just, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm a happy to be here.
Mm.
So I did come here to express my.
I'm
Nick Marsilio. I live on 87 South Lost Lake Drive, right next to the lake.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
So I came here to vehemently oppose this idea. I did also read through the CCRs this morning, and it seemed like the spirit of them was to make sure that any plans, and the CCRs only covers paths, not parks, or anything that would equivalent into turning the trail into something equivalent to a park. It's all about kind of making sure that the flora and fauna isn't disturbed, which I would argue that this would, and that the natural beauty is preserved. And looking at tables and trash cans is not my idea of natural beauty. It's human development. It's the exact opposite of what the CCRs kind of say. And I would also argue that it could be viewed as an attractive nuisance.
So, okay. I think you're not alone, and other people have brought this up too. And I am not absolutely for it or against it, one way or another. Whatever's in the best interest of the community, is like. So, back when I started on the board, when I moved here in 2003, there was quite a move to build a park area, and it was totally a different idea than anybody coming in here with any negative ideas. It was like, when are we going to get it done? And we all met. When I met Eric for the first time was in that whole big area where the fire pit was and all of these other things. So we had a lot of great times as a community there. And we also used to invite people to kind of work together. I know my neighbor and I went down and we did burn piles and did everything else like that. So it's not unlike the neighborhood to get together, and we want it for a neighborhood thing. I think the negativity is coming from what we see in America all over the place is this sense of lack of community and no sense of community. And so all we're seeing is we're going to get some kind of people in here and their kids are going to go down there and they're going to party down there. And there's going to be all these other things like that as a possibility. I'm not going to deny it. Our situation now in our society is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. So if the community is dead set against it, and if most people feel the same way that you do, then, let's put the idea to bed.
We've all been on picnics. You know what happens. That's the wind while your napkins in the I'm just envisioning months down the road of garbage and decay that people go on picnics, they leave things there, they don't throw it out.
Well, this would be your neighbors, but.
But what does that matter?
Well,
just because it's called a picnic table.
It's just a table. It's
inviting people to eat on
it. No, you're not.
You just said it.
This is a spot for an elderly person that's walking around the lake to take a break.
Why not a bench? Well, you can do the bench.
I'm good for that. Cut the table in half, and then we'll have an 8-foot bench. We have a community member and board member who's willing to donate these industrial tables to our community for free.
That was the only
to provide the residents.
Is a good idea.
To provide the residents a resting spot.
A resting spot is a bench. It's not a picnic table, and it's not for. And just because it's free doesn't mean there aren't continual costs year after year of maintenance and cleaning and possibly security, depending on what happens. I mean, there's a lot of what ifs that you should look into.
We're a community of 100 families, and as a small community, we have to go out and do things. I personally have donated hundreds of hours to this community, cleaning things up. I have no problem going to clean something like that up. If I see trash, I go pick it up. On the rain road, I stop on our driveway up to our gate all the time, pick up trash. I don't put it out there, but people in the community actually care about our community. So they will pick up trash, right? And, we've mowed weeds. We pick up branches.
There's some of us that do this, right?
All the time. Yeah. I painted the gate. We're putting lights up on the gate. So I think the statement that, nobody will ever keep anything clean is probably not completely accurate. There might be some trash, but
there will be some trash. I mean, I don't know how you can envision picnic tables, as you call them, with no trash ever happening.
So, my name is Forrest. I live off of a board.
Forrest, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Dan. How about you?
We're neighbors.
Yeah.
Willett. So, has anybody lived here their whole life besides me?
My in-laws had the house before us. So they were the second house on the street. They were the second house in the belt. And there were picnic tables at one time. There were
actually they're still there. For
yeah, they're so, just, they just outwore themselves because it's been 15 years.
Yeah, no, I get you. They're, yeah. So like when I went to like this is a while ago, Valley Springs Elementary School. They put their picnic benches that put in. I hate to say it, trash, vagrancy, all that kind of stuff. I remember that going to school. Nobody can tell me that didn't happen. So then when I went to Genuine Elementary, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Got a little bit closer to, you know, parents' house and yada, yada. They put things there. They're running off people. I mean, parties, beer bottles. I mean, this is when I'm in elementary school. That's out of school. Gates and everything else.
Right, a public
it's school. A public.
So, and like the trash things. Like Ken was saying, I think there's nobody that can tell me that I don't pick up. I mean, I pick up windshield wipers that were laying in the road that I ran over for a week and a half. But there's five bags of trash on the left-hand side as you're approaching the gates. And I was going to grab that this morning. I was like, I'll just throw it in my car, drive to work, have it sit in the parking lot for 12 hours. Hopefully I don't get stuck by a hypodermic or some crazy ass thing. But luckily somebody picked it up. I thought that was very nice. But the whole, like, the industrial thing, Ken, are these coated? Are they powder coated? Are they steel? What are they?
They're right next to where you park.
I don't look at your property that much. I just want to make sure somebody's not breaking into your home, to be fair.
Yeah.
So I don't go and look at your
rubber coated steel.
So that will crack and that'll seep through with weather and wear and tear, regardless of what you think. Because guess what?
I would throw them.
Was like that.
I'm not going to donate them anymore. I'll donate them to another community.
That's
I'm not going to.
Yeah. Just giving it a heads up. I mean, the evidence is right up there. Just,
you know, we've had.
Yeah, I'd like to think our community wasn't Valley Springs, but hey, you know what?
I mean, it's just, you know, to be fair, not to interrupt and make anybody else upset here.
Yeah.
But like Calaveras, if like driving a 4x4 truck, finding like a hilltop that's like owned by somebody with permission and dropping a tailgate, having a sandwich with like your beautiful wife or whatever, watching a sunset, that's like the best picnic table I've ever seen in my life. And that's all I've ever done for 38 years, to be fair, riding dirt bikes, etc. But, I mean, I've been to school in Stockton. I work in Modesto. You go to parks and see people that have all that stuff, that they got city problems. Not a lot of people that live up here want that kind of setup. I mean, I hate to say it like that. Like you said, community doesn't, you know, society's a little askew currently.
Of course, I totally get your point. It's just not worth the hassle. I think someday we'll revisit the benches. And only because you're never down there when I'm down there and I spend more time at the lake than anybody. What do you mean? No, we're not. I know, but I do see you. I do see it. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, I spend a lot of time and I see a lot of old people that are walking around. And for the benches and stuff like that, we thought it would be a really good idea. So you're not against benches, but you're just against the tables.
I had benches to donate too.
No, he did have benches to donate. That's what I'm saying. Is like I thought maybe still stick with the benches. Yeah. But huh?
You're on a walk.
Oh, I know. You're not the guy with the little walker that's going around the damn thing that said, hey, it would be nice to have a bench, you know? Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, yeah.
The donator has pulled them off the
they're gone.
Proverbial table, yeah. So we can end the discussion.
Oh.
Gone.
Okay. Okay, annual fee increase. Continued discussions on that. We're still waiting on getting estimates on what it's going to cost to do road repair and road resurfacing. So that's going to take a little bit longer to come to an idea before we can really know what kind of an increase that we're going to need to have. Our current reserve would probably be enough to cover maybe, I don't know, not much. Probably cover one time a resurface, partial resurface.
We have to start doing repairs. There's places in the roads that are starting to fill.
Okay.
So.
And so that eats into the budget as well. Eats into the.
Extremely expensive.
Extremely expensive. I'm sorry.
But the budget hasn't
hasn't increased in over for how long? I understand.
I just want this to go before the people,
Oh, absolutely.
It has to go before the people.
We're not going to sit here blindly.
I'd like to tell you the process. Let me tell you the process to increase this, okay? This isn't going to happen overnight. And this isn't about just us voting on it, okay? We have to send out a budget, a proposal. We have to send out everything to the public. And there has to be a percentage of the of our community that wants it before any of this will happen. So this isn't something we're just going to sit here and do. And with that, we will put in there what the roads are going to cost us. And yeah, we might not, you know, I'm on Social Security too. We might not have an increase with that. I don't have jack shit to do with how much it costs us to maintain the plates. You know, our income doesn't relate to that.
But it will impact us.
I agree 100,000%, but there's a big process that this has to go through. We're not just going to all of a sudden, you're not going to get a bill and go, ooh, wow.
Because there was talk of, well, we do this in Lathrop or something, we get 3% annual increase. And we're just going to do that. And
we never talked about that.
No,
we never talked about that since I've been on the board. We've never talked about it because there is, you didn't. I'm telling you,
we were talking about that just doing Linden, we do a 3% increase annually.
Yeah, but that's Linden. That's not us. Lathrop, Linden.
That was one model that Ken brought to our attention.
It was a model that I would.
So what's 3% on 500? What's 3% on 500?
15.
Yeah. Okay. It's 3% on 500, right? I was going to do this in my director's comment. So my director's comment is, and you've been a part of this, so you know, you've been around for a long time. So that last road repair, what we did, wait till you see the estimates, okay? And what we're saving up for. And if you think when we were supposed to be 280 homes and we're still at, 90? I don't know. 96? Yeah. Who's paying for it? I mean, who do you think is going to keep the property values up? The county doesn't want to take us over. We can turn it back over to the county if you want. I mean, we can just dissolve this whole board and turn it back over to the county. And we can get rid of the gate. We can get rid of all of that. And then what are you going to do? Get an HOA? And then you're going to get an HOA. What do you think we're going to pay for an HOA? So I'm just trying to say, when you think about it, I'm just asking for reasonable thought. 3%, what's 3% on 500? And so if we started with a modest increase and say 150 to everybody, let's say 650, even if we went with the plan that said 3%, what's 3% on 650? And you look at the cost of everything that's going, and we got to pay prevailing wages if we do a major project. That's why we're going to try to work with, I got Summit up here 2 weeks ago, and we drove the entire site, including the back hill where all the potholes and everything else. We're not looking to bring it up to grade, but we do have a right to that property that gets us all the way down to the lake. And so we're going to look at a couple of proposals. Eric brought somebody, he's got another person that we're going to bring into this, and then we're going to get a third person. I don't even want to have a proposed plan. I want three different ones that are going to bring a proposal to us. And that way we see what the alternatives are, and then we can decide as a board, put it together as a package, and then go out there and present it to everybody and what it's going to be. And then we can say, what is the cost? What was the percentage of increase of what we've done before and what we're doing now, right? And so to me, that's why I don't even want to spend any money on anything, is because it's all about the roads and maintaining the roads. And so that's our biggest increase in keeping our value, right? Because nobody, not one CSD has roads like we do, okay? Unless they have an HOA. So that's all I'm saying. Be open-minded. I almost want to never even talk about this increase because you know what I feel in our community? We'll never get it through anyway. And it really makes me sad that instead of coming to a meeting and just having an open discussion and looking at costs, and we'll have to do a really good job of presenting those costs online and then making sure everybody goes on there. But it's going to take 70% to get this through, you know? And I think it's well worth it. I think we just need a reasonable approach, start small, and then slowly but surely grow. But that we are going to have to grow this or we're not going to have this community anymore. And I'm willing to meet you on halfway on benches and all our picnic tables and all the other stuff. I get that. But the one thing I'm not going to give up on is that we are have to protect this place. And if you don't want an HOA and you want to go back to the county, I'll walk from this board immediately.
And when the county takes over, every Calaveras County resident has access to our open space.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. The lake.
Everything. So that's what we're here protecting. So I just want everybody to think about it.
No, we will get all this before there's anything.
There's a misconception about how the process works, that the community doesn't know how it works. So, like you, I think emphatically,
I understand.
Understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
This is the highest attendance meeting we've had in over a year.
That's what you have to go
so,
through.
So people that have their ideas.
So it's not going to be your decision. Like,
no,
honest. That's not
doesn't work that way.
But there is going to be a point where
this is in discussion. Well, anyways,
I think that we don't really want the community to fall into decay,
right?
By getting too far behind,
right? And that's the only reason this is coming up, and it keeps coming up, and it's been on the agenda now for.
But it's been the same rate for now.
4 or 5 months.
30 years.
Oh, the $500?
$500. Yeah. It's never been. Yeah.
Since
where else do you go? Exactly. What do you want? You know? And we made it work.
And that's what we're concerned about.
It's like, wow.
Because every time we get a bid, you can see about the what we're trying to Yeah, okay. That's ridiculous. We're obviously not going to go.
No, I know, but imagine any work.
Yeah, so that's the concern, and that's
one of the increases that we face
everywhere
up here, and we're going to end up having to move because
every day,
you know, it was a fixed on fixed thing.
I understand.
Water,
yes. I trust me.
Water, insurance, all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The difference is you get a say in it. No, you get a say in it. You absolutely get a say in it.
We're holding this free for the
night. You know, we've stated pretty much everything, so. Okay.
Any other director comments?
I don't know. I don't have any
director comments. Yes, sir.
I have my hand up. For
yeah.
5 minutes.
No, you haven't had it up for 5 minutes. What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
I ask you to collect the receipt here.
No, we're not at that point yet.
No.
You got one?
Oh, here.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
Which project is this?
Any other director comments?
We haven't had a project.
We're not even close to it.
No.
I just received that yesterday for the weeds. It's under our budget from last year. It's more expensive than last year, but it's still under what we approved.
Yeah. When do we need to approve it?
Anytime in the next month, 6 weeks. I mean,
why don't we just do it now?
Why don't we add it to the agenda then? Add it to the bill?
Should have added. We've got
to make a motion that we add Foothill Sierra Pest Control for next year's contract.
$3,240.
For weed abatement.
Yes. Weed abatement. What is it? It's annual weed and spring weed control.
This year is for pre-emergent and all the cul-de-sacs and over all basically solid across the roads. Since the roads are, I mean, you got the alligator spots and I mean, grass is growing everywhere. And
so they're going to do it all.
They're going to do it all.
And it also includes touch up respray.
Yep.
That's actually a good price. So,
So
yeah,
no, we're not meeting until January, so we need to
go ahead and do it. Yep. So
I make a motion that we accept
the third.
Second.
Any discussions? Any problems in the public? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimously passed. So this will be approved.
Yeah, the last few years we've been chasing our tail, spraying Roundup after the fact in all those grounds. This is different.
We see your pin.
That's going to take everything that we've saved to do these roads.
And, you know, we're just.
Seemed like it did last time.
Yeah. And we didn't have enough then, and it's like we're not getting anywhere else, you know?
Yeah, write a check and send it back.
At some point.
No, we don't. And again, we don't need a check.
Oh, we don't?
We don't need to pay up front.
No. And this ain't we just nothing on the level of water and sewer.
Oh.
So we get on the schedule.
Awesome. They'll bill us later.
And then this way, if we do this for them, then it's on them as far as time.
Got it.
So they, and when they have to come back and reach you, it's not because, hey, Wallace, you didn't give me the signed deal early enough.
Yeah.
So this is.
So that gives us all the ammunition we need for them to do whatever they have. Okay. Then
I'm just going to write.
The board will now adjourn the meeting at 8:15 p.m.
But again,
and our next regular meeting will be held at January 15th. And I said 2024. I said 24. I meant to say.
Huh? No, I'm super just happy. Right. Everything's going great. And,
oh, yeah.
Board work and board president. It's great work. It's good work. So they, you know, and it's like,
okay, I don't think it's an issue.
This was Reg WCSD right now. Earliest thing.
Yeah, so there, yeah.
WCSD.
And, you know, and yeah, my personal email address, because I think that I should.
Nick, you want to find out what the process is? Just look up on the Google Doc.
Yeah, and if you understand it, would you mind letting me know?
We're totally ignorant. We never get anything right here.
All right. So we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. Appreciate it.